Well, last night at First Baptist Church in Cranbrook, lady returns home. Miriam Jones, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Dennis.
How's life been since 1981? Were you born in Cranbrook then?
I wasn't born in Cranbrook. I was born in Vancouver, actually, but I went to school here. I went to St. Mary's and then through to high school at Mount Baker and was part of the first Baker's Dozen when Don Rogers was working as the music teacher. And yeah, it was such a had Jim Cameron at St. Mary's for that was when I started playing drums. So I have a lot of good there's a lot of positive things for me musically growing up here, even though there weren't a lot of venues for playing. I had to get that in London, but I had a good foundation living here.
Was it music that brought you to London originally then?
Kind of. There was a man involved. It was my husband, and he's British. But I was definitely drawn to going to the UK and being part of a kind of a bigger scene and just challenging myself that way. And definitely was challenging, kind of getting used to going to all kinds of venues and unknown places and playing in front of lots of people. And that bit was a stretch for me at first, because I got into music really kind of as a sort of expressive, but more as an introversion experience and of writing and caring about words. And eventually I got more like I learned guitar because I needed something to write with. And I think from there, like, I've gotten more into, like, with this album, it's really been so much about the experience and of the sound of the electric guitar and my voice with it and how it makes me feel and the kind of stories it draws out or the kind of images. And so, yeah, I've been on a bit of a journey that way.
Very good. Your songs that you performed at the First Baptist Church, what was the presentation you were trying to give? Because you probably got a lot of people that came back to see you. Is it harder to play in front of people that you know?
Yeah, it definitely is. In one sense, it's like, you know, you're supported. Like, it's my community from growing up. And I really wanted, I only did this kind of last minute because of the move, I wasn't sure if I'd have it in me to organize it or just to go through with it. But I was like, oh, I really don't want to leave the country again without, you know, connecting this album with people here. And it's such a, you know, I still know people at the First Baptist and around town, and thought, oh, it'd be so nice to have people come. But yes, it's definitely, I was wishing it was sort of darker, you know, so I didn't have to see all the familiar faces. But I just, sometimes you just close your eyes and I pretend I'm still in my basement, which is where I made the record, and that helps.
What's life like living in England? I mean, that's a big change when you go from a city of 20,000 people to 10 million or wherever many you're in London. But what's the lifestyle like, and what do you enjoy when you're not playing music in London?
Well, we didn't live too long actually in the city, but I do find the sort of all the stuff that's happening, I have a hard time managing, like, the busyness of it. So finding ways of getting out into the countryside is important. But I love the just sort of the trains and the ability to get places and just the vitality. Like, there's a lot of artistic vitality and a lot of people doing stuff because they love to do it and they're, like, finding ways of doing it. And I think that's one of the things, like, with art, maybe why people are drawn to the bigger centers, because there are more people just who are enough invigorated by it, want to do it, and are finding ways to piece a life together that can make it work.
What do you plan to get done here between now and the end of the year? I suppose you have goals each and every year, but what do you want to finish up before we get to the end of 2022 then?
Oh, well, I should know in a couple months how the tour is gone and how the record has landed in the UK. I've got a publicist out there, and it's getting played around a bit. So I'm hoping that there'll be a follow-up tour in the works then. But I'll be happy just if we're settled in and I can find some balance between my quiet home life, which I really crave and love, and then being able to get out and gig, which I've realized is really important.
What's the first song that you've released off your new project then?
The first single was Room in My House. And the second single was a song called Who Will Buy, which is from the Oliver the Musical soundtrack, which was one of the first records I ever listened to when I was six. And it just fit the pathos of the song and just the guitar part that I worked out for. It just felt really like it fit well with the feel of the album. And in fact, the album is out today, so it's really great to kick off last night with my Cranbrook community, and they helped warm me up for the slightly scarier tour ahead. So I'm grateful for that.
When will you be back in London?
On Wednesday. Yep.
Thanks for stopping in to see us. Welcome home.
Thank you, Dennis.